Mm-hmm. Hackberry Hotel. Happy New Year. Hackberry, resident manager speaking. Hello, Gertie. Already told you Happy New Year, didn't I? Well, forget the last one, then. Did you have a good time last night at the watch party? No, I didn't stay till midnight. I just got too dad-ratted sleepy. I waked up, though, when Willie and John Henry set off some firecrackers under my window. Mm-hmm. Well, another reason I left was on account of the widder. Yes, Genevieve. I'm going to have to watch my step during the next 12 months. Leap year, you know. Yeah, I don't want her to catch me. No, sir. Some of the boys down at the barber shop said that she's got a marriage license. Yes, took it out herself. It's made out to her and to whom it may concern.
Welcome to Hackberry Hotel. A friendly little transcribed quarter hour sent your way by the Armstrong Packing Company, who also supply your dealer with Armstrong's Bird Brand shortening and Armstrong's Bird Brand hams, bacon, pure pork sausage, and table-ready meats. Well, it's Happy New Year again, and we hope this morning you had a very special breakfast to start you off right on the new year. We have in mind Bird Brand pure pork sausage, the original little pig sausage. Yes, when you start the day off with a platter of juicy, steaming hot Bird Brand pure pork sausage, you're going to remember the smiles, the remarks that passed around the table. Mom, they'll say, let's have Bird Brand sausage more often. These are really good. Ask your dealer not just for sausage, but Bird Brand pure pork sausage. He has Bird Brand sausage in parchment paper rolls and cellulose bags. Bird Brand pure pork sausage. Just more proof that Bird Brand on the label is your guarantee of a wonderful meal. Well, it's New Year's Day in Peaceful Valley. That may sound strange because happenings are a little behind as a usual thing in the Peaceful Valley community. But there's always a chance of excitement when Willie and John Henry are around. And we expect old Hack will be watching all the angles carefully this first day of the new year. But let's go first to the depot, join Willie, and hear his welcome to Casey and any guests for today's visit at Hackberry Hotel.
Hackberry Hotel! Merry Christmas, Miss Casey! Happy New Year! Oh, time to fly me! Yes, sir. Well, there's a lady customer at least here, too. Yes, ma'am, I'll get the luggage. Baggage, Hackberry Hotel. Baggage, Hackberry Hotel. Come on, Mr. Hack, we do that late.
No.
How come?
We're going to do it now.
Got all afternoon.
Folks will be dropping in here later this afternoon.
Looks to me like we'd wait tomorrow.
They're going to do it now. Hash up. You put it off t'other day, and now you can't wait no longer.
What happened?
You procrastinated, that's what.
I did what?
Procrastinated.
Procrastinated?
Yes, you put it off. Procrastination is the thief of time. Saying.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good name, Mr. Hack.
No, it certainly is.
Procrastination is the thief of time. Mm-hmm.
Now, stop making up things to say, and let's get busy.
You sure promised to play me some checkers.
Well, we'll play checkers later.
Mr. Casey says he's coming by tonight.
Well, that's good.
Says be sure and have his black eyed peas ready.
Have you got them?
Yes, sir.
Well, have them.
Yes.
Casey would have a conniption fit if he passed New Year's Day without his black eyed peas.
Yeah. I wonder why everybody always eats black-eyed peas on New Year.
Well, that's the custom that goes.
Huh?
Willie.
In
a minute, I'm going to reach over there and pop you one.
What I done?
You ain't doing nothing. Get that pencil now and get busy.
Well,
and I don't want to have to talk to you again. No.
Sure was interesting playing some checkers.
Well, this is New Year's Day.
That's all I know.
And New Year's Day is the first day of the year.
Thus all day long.
And the first day of the year, folks are supposed to sit down and decide what they're going to do to make it a better year than the last one was. They got to decide what they're going to do.
All I know is what I want to do.
All right, then. We'll start with you. What do you want to do?
I want to play checkers.
We ain't going to play checkers.
I hear you talking.
At least not now.
Okay, okay.
We're going to make our resolutions.
Come on, Ray.
I hear it. Hackberry Hotel. Hackberry Residence. Hello, Eve.
Let's see.
How are you, Eve?
John Henry out there.
Well, Happy New Year to you, too, Eve.
Tell me, see, if I said Happy New Year, Miss Hack, please.
Willie says Happy New Year, too, Eve. Eve says tell you Happy New Year, Willie.
Well, that's mighty nice of it.
What you got on your mind, Eve? Nothing special, huh? Well, Willie and me are getting ready to write down our New Year's resolutions. No use in putting it off any longer, you think? Well, come down when you can. Maybe we can play some checkers.
Come on down now. Come on.
All right, and give my regards to Mrs. Shornoff. So long.
That was kind of nice, Miss Eve. Spent his time calling out here and wishing us a Happy New Year, wasn't it, Miss Hack?
Yes. Now, where
Miss
was
Eve
we?
Miss Eve is always kind of thoughtful that way.
Yeah, Eve's nice.
Another thing, Miss Eve, always taking up for John Henry, too. He really a kind of man. Don't ever make no difference what John Henry do. Miss Eve will always take up for him.
Take up for him?
Yes. Take the other day. John Henry was over Miss Winfield's, helping Miss Winfield. Mm-hmm. And Miss Winfield sent John Henry back in the storeroom to empty a can of molasses and one of them big iron barrels he keeps in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And John Henry make a mistake and pour the molasses into the barrel and lubricate the oil instead of the molasses barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was more excitement over there than you could shake a stick at.
Man, mistake.
Sticky, too. I thought Miss Winfield was going to blow a gas. But Miss Eve was there and he quieted him right down.
Oh, man, sakes.
Sometimes I don't think Miss Winfield likes John Henry too much, though.
Right, Jax, I don't know if I'd care for John Henry another if he poured lubricating oil in my molasses barrel.
He didn't do that, Miss Hack.
You just said he did.
I believe you misunderstood me, Miss Hack.
What?
I didn't say John Henry poured the lubricating oil into the molasses barrel. I said...
Yes?
That John Henry poured the molasses in the barrel of lubricating oil.
Oh. Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not quite. That barrel of lubricating oil is as big as all get out. I don't think John Henry could lift. I don't think even me and John Henry put together could lift. I don't think even you and Miss Dingle and me and John Henry all put together could... Sir?
If you don't mind me saying something,
we're
wasting time again.
Yes. The only other part was when Miss Winfield was raising all the rookies, that's when Miss Eve come taking up for John Henry.
And did he?
With a remark.
Remark?
Yes. Miss Winfield was so mad. Said that John Henry wasn't fit to sleep with the hogs. And Miss Eve said he was. Miss Winfield had no more than got it out of his mouth. John Henry wasn't fit to sleep with the hogs. And Miss Eve said John Henry is too fit to sleep.
Hush, hush, hush. Before I have a fit.
I'm sorry.
Your resolutions.
I don't still know where to start at.
Well, I guess your list is going to be pretty long.
I mean...
You take them there things you wrote down the other day.
The good ones or the bad?
The bad ones. Huh? Take that list and look it over, and then you can figure from that.
If I read all that stuff, we'll never get them checkers.
Well, we got all here to play checkers. Huh? What's the first thing?
Come on, Jane. Come on, Jane.
Hush up. Hackberry Hotel. Oh, hello, Genevieve.
That's one you can put out.
Well, I'm just fine and dandy. How are you?
Resolve to quit sweet talking to Will.
Shush and Willie, Genevieve. We're sitting here making out our New Year's resolutions.
Ain't getting very fast. Be long, either, another.
Well, I'm sure glad you called me. I was fixing to call you.
Yes, you was.
Yes, I was.
Yes, he was.
Yes, I was so. Well, if you're coming downtown, why, drop by here. We'll give you some black-eyed peas. Willie fixed some for everybody, as usual. We'll hold the phone a second, Willie. The Widow of Peach Blossom says to tell you Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Tell her thank you and send me some cookies.
Oh, hush. Genevieve, Willie says thank you and the same to you.
And send me some cookies.
Well, I'll say goodbye for now and call you later. Yeah, we're going to get busy and get our resolutions wrote down.
It's sunset, 4 minutes.
All right. Goodbye. Oh, fine woman, the winner.
All that mush talk. And the first day of leap year, too.
Oh, as long as I'm talking on the phone, I ain't in no danger.
She owns half town. I think she'd like to take a mortgage on you.
Oh, hush. We're just good friends.
Seen her making them goo-goo eyes at you last night at the watch party.
You wasn't at the watch party.
If I seen what was going on.
Fire.
Me and John Henry's looking in the window.
Oh, you was?
Yeah.
Well, you quit spying through windows.
What?
There ain't no telling what you're liable to see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
One time, John Henry's looking through the window at Miss Eve, and... Sir?
Cease.
Huh?
Now then, let's get these resolutions finished.
Finished? I didn't think we'd even got started.
Well, we're going to end right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, bad rabbit. Hackberry Hotel.
I'm going to sit down and rest myself.
Who is this, Dingo? Well, what you want? I say, what you want? Oh, well, Happy New Year to you too, old timer. I say, Happy New Year to you.
Two.
Well,
Mr. Dingo ought to resolve and get that ear trumpet
through. What? No. Well, just a minute, Dingo. You tell him. Here, Willie. Dingo wants to tell you Happy New Year.
Yes, sir. Hello? Hi, Miss Dingle. Happy New Year and stuff to you. Yes, sir.
Hurry up.
Oh, he is? Well, let me talk to him.
Talk to who? Whom?
John Henry's over there.
Willie, you ain't got time.
Hello? Howdy, Gage. How you doing? Oh, we put Tarbo?
Hey, Jacks.
Nah, we ain't busy. This New Year's. Ain't no use starting off the New Year being busy, is there? That's what I always said, John Henry. Never try to do tomorrow.
Today.
Never try to do today.
Never do.
Never do today what you can procrastinate off till tomorrow.
Backwards.
Miss Hack said that's backwards. Well, I guess I better give up, you reckon? Yeah, I gotta get busy. So long. And don't forget your black eyed peas. Ah, my best boyfriend, John Henry.
I thought you was going to sit there and talk all day.
No, not all day. I want to play some checks.
Well, I just let you talk, because there's another saying.
What, Miss Pat?
That you don't do the rest of the year what you do on New Year's.
Who say that?
Somebody I don't know. But anyway, maybe you won't talk to John Henry now every day in the New Year, taking up time and wasting time.
You don't do the rest of the year what you do on New Year's Day?
No. And that gives me another idea. Get out the checkerboard.
No, sir. Let's write down our revolution.
Well, that's all for now, folks.
Not quite all, Mr. John.
Well, Willie...
Yes, sir. We forgot something, Alan.
Well, what's that, Hack?
Forgot to say Happy New Year to all the folks.
And to remind them of something, too.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That if they're looking for wonderful meals in 1948, to always ask our dealer for Bird Brand products.
Sure.
Bird Brand shortening?
Hash. Bird Brand shortening?
Bird Brand ham?
Willie, hash. Bird Brand ham, bacon?
Pure pork?
Pure pork, sausage, and table-ready meats. All right, Willie. Now you can say it. Join in with us, Alan. Happy New Year!
And that is all for now, folks. So be sure to set your radio dial at the same place tomorrow, 12:30 p.m., for another transcribed visit at Hackberry Hotel. John Allen speaking. Goodbye, everybody.